Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Capping with the Crew podcast. I'm your humble host, 2KJ. And next to me, I got your home.
Your boy, the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only.
The bucket from the corner. How you feeling, bro?
Man, you know, getting to it.
For sure, for sure. You want to hit these conferences real quick, these standings? What you feeling? East or West? Where we at?
In the better conference?
Yeah, which one is the better conference to you?
Oof. Dang, that's tough. That's right. Tough. He's definitely got a lot stronger, but it's still the West, man.
I think so too,
it's
man.
There's more talent out there.
So. Yeah, and the stars are just, bruh, every team, like, from 1 to 8, just like, bruh. And when you look at, like, the teams outside, like, these are really talented teams, too, so.
Nah, I wouldn't tell that.
All right. You right.
You maybe got two.
But if we start in from the Western Conference, the first place team.
Hey.
Everybody knew it.
Hey. I'm not afraid to admit it, but that Rudy Gobert trade was a great pickup.
Oh, for real, man.
Definitely oversold him, though. They didn't have to give up all that to get him, but right. You know, whatever. Is what it is. It's working out for him.
Hell yeah, man. And Ant is a freaking bucket, bro. He got some problems off the court right now, but
I was going to really?
I wasn't going to say it, but hey, man, you got to.
Hey, man, send the video.
No glove, no love. Come on, man. No better. Do better, bro. But what? Yeah, in first place, Timberwolves, man. It's crazy.
You think they should still get rid of Cat, or you think they should keep him?
Nah, y'all gotta keep, just keep it going right now, man. Just keep it going. Don't
make no trade deadline coming up. You said just let him rock.
Just let him rock, bro.
Even though you know what he is at this point.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't try to get Anthony Edwards some help. You wouldn't.
Like what could you get though? Like on the market right now.
Yeah, 2 wings.
He's cold, but like, bro, like.
Okay.
A star?
Would you trade? Cat for Pascal?
Straight up. Because they're going to want something else.
Yeah, the Raptors going to want something else.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, yeah, like, Cat and 2 picks.
I personally, if I'm Minnesota, I don't do it. If I'm Minnesota, what? I don't do it. Nah, I don't. Because it's like, at this point, I see still value in Cat and trying to convince him, like, maybe if you play.
Bro, come on, man. He's been in the league for, like, what, 20 years? Come on, man.
20 is crazy.
He don't want.
That's crazy.
He
don't care
about that. He just want to play. He want to show up to work.
Yeah, pull the trigger, man. Go ahead. Give him. Go ahead, switch him. Yeah, go ahead. Get him out of there.
What about him for Julius?
Nah, don't do it.
Nah.
Because it's the same situation you in anyway. It's just a shorter version of Cat, basically.
I mean, I feel like.
Jules is cold.
He has a better motor.
Oh, yeah. He
especially
cold.
Especially when it's time, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, it's a big game. Like, it's, you know, go home, whatever. Woo-woo. I feel like even if he has an off night, bad night, or whatever, I feel like he's still going to kind of try. I mean, it's been moments, questionable moments as well. But right. I don't know. With Cat, it's just, it don't faze him. And the first 3 years he's in the league, that was my favorite player.
Yeah.
I rolled with him, you know what I'm saying? Defending him. But it's just like, damn, bro. Like, you got all the skill set. You got all the talent.
Right.
You don't want to win? Like, you know what I'm saying? So
like, yeah, I don't know, man. I like Cat's game. I don't know.
It's like, just something think about missing. The skill. See,
it's
he
something
got no
missing, bro.
He got the dog in him.
I hate that
got
narrative.
That dog in him.
I hate that narrative, but it's kind of facts, low key.
It's what you mean? It's kind of facts. It is facts.
He is a bucket, though. But
think about if he had Giannis motor.
Oh, bro,
Joel motor.
It'd be over, bro. It would be over because there ain't nobody could guard him. Like, seriously.
That's what I'm saying.
Who can guard Cat?
Like, if he took his job serious, bro, he could be a top 3 player.
Man, I don't.
Like, he literally has the skills.
Hey, man, we got to move on, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Because he ain't changing. He ain't changing. So, number 2 is the Thunder, bro. And they, you know, the Thunder got some minor changes, you know? Like,
yeah,
for sure. Like, and Shea is a freaking bucket, man. Like Chet is a bucket. You got J Dub, you got Josh Giddey, you got other people, you got dope players everywhere, man. Youth, and
doesn't
like,
he average under 18?
Yeah, he does, believe it or not. Yo, somebody go figure that shit out, man. Somebody go look into that, bro. Not my business.
Yeah, they. I like their damn. Can't get the damn words out. Mm-hmm. The cohesion they have.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It definitely looked like they've been playing. I mean, pretty much not the same team, but just integrating Chet. You know, with what they doing, it's just
right.
Yeah.
And they got like 20 picks coming up in the next few drafts. So
damn, Presti, they fine. This guy,
they good, man.
This guy. Gucci. So yeah, that's insane. Hey.
Oh yeah,
that's insane.
It's wild, bro. The future looks bright for the Thunder. I might need to get that writing job back. So at three, we got the Dallas Mavericks, man.
I know a lot of people are surprised about that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Because you can't win with Luka and Kyrie.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I mean, Luka been playing with scraps since he got in the league, so it's like adding Kyrie to the mix, where it's like, okay, I got another scorer, another champion, you know, right. Somebody that's been in the big lights.
Hell yeah!
So you add that, crazy third. Out. Yeah. Nope. I probably would have said at the highest. I probably would have gave him four.
Oh yeah. Well, they
fourth or fifth.
Yeah, around that area. Around there.
But yeah, third. I mean,
and they're above Denver, bro. And I know Jamal been hurt and in and out. The lineup's been kind of inconsistent, but that's still pretty good this early in the season for them.
That's very good.
Yeah,
ahead of Denver.
Yeah, so for Denver, obviously they've been dealing with some injuries and such, but
no excuses.
They still Denver, so
no excuses.
They still Denver. Yeah.
Yeah, they decent.
And then you got the Kings at five. Like, bro, do we have to talk? We got to talk about De'Aaron Fox, man. I'm hearing MVP Swipe chatter. Him. I'm hearing MVP chatter already.
Hang up the phone. Nope. Hang up the phone. Nah, he definitely a bucket.
He does, man.
Keegan Murray's had 50 points.
Bro, that shit was wild. He had like, what, 9 threes or something? No, it was
12.
12? Bro, that boy's a bucket.
Like going into the fort, they was trying to see if he's going to break the record.
Yeah, man. He's a walking bucket, man. And you know, if they get LaVine, shit.
Bro, imagine this. Imagine they flip Harrison Barnes for LaVine straight up.
Dog.
I got Sacramento winning it all, bro.
Dog. They be nasty, man. They be so nasty.
Crazy.
Nasty as hell.
Even DeMar. Shit. Add DeMar. Shoot, I feel like that bro. Definitely.
Just another wing, bro?
Yeah.
Man, they be. Bruh, don't even get me started. All right, so at six, like, the Clippers are coming back, and they're actually trying to jail
in. Fuck the Clippers.
Bro, but they making it work so far.
They're not.
They cool.
They finna, bro, I'm going to tell you what they about to do.
Uh-huh.
They about to trade Russ.
Uh-huh.
Right? Russ is the what? Is the scapegoat.
Why would you trade Russ, though? He's been playing well.
Well, it was reports that the reason that they even considered getting James Harden was to replace Russ. Man. But it's like, Russ, he went hard for y'all.
Man.
Especially when Kawhi and Paul George is out. But I don't know, because they was balling before the trade, too.
Man, y'all better not scapegoat my brother Russ, man, because he been cooking for y'all. And it's disrespectful to even do that, bro.
But I feel like he checked out. Too.
I don't believe that. He was playing his ass off last night, the other night.
And what, the 15 minutes he gives?
Hey, man, as long as you make him count, as long as he ain't airballing, he ain't doing no bullcrap passes.
He is airballing.
He playing well. Stop hating him, man. Stop the hate.
Norman, I was looking at the stat sheet, the box score the other day. Norman Powell gets more minutes than your boy.
Bruh, the Clippers are 9-1 in their last 10, so that's pretty decent.
Oh, come on,
that's
bro.
That's pretty decent.
Look who they've been playing, too. That's,
come
that's
on,
not,
relax.
Not glaze over there.
All right, anyway.
I think they played the Spurs like three times.
Hey, stop. Hey, the Spurs coming back next season,
they beat
man.
Golden
we'll
State
be all right.
The other day. Woohoo.
Yeah. That's cool, though. At least they could beat them. They supposed to. So at seven, we got the Pelicans and Big Zion, bro. And homie.
Yeah, train him.
Homie going, I promise, man, he a Naruto fan. This is the arc where he still got to overcome.
Does not care.
He got to overcome all of the obstacles. The village hates
the
him KFC right now.
The KFC, bro, he, nah. He
the village hates him right now, man. Give him some time, bro.
Nah.
He on a swing, and he ain't bro, really swinging.
Just let him go.
He brought the swing down.
Just trade him. Y'all get a fresh start. He get a fresh start. But hey, nah, man. Bro. He, right now, he don't want it.
Brandon Ingram and CJ are cold, bro.
CJ, please come to Philly. Bro, that's literally what we need.
Don't mess up Maxie's potential, man. Don't do that.
No, but
don't
we got, stun another, his we got growth. Another ball handler. We got another playmaker.
Right.
We got another score.
Yeah, but you got Tobias. So what you need?
Stop, man.
Bro, relax.
Off the team.
We still on the West. Off the man. Team. So at 8, we got the Lakers, man.
Sounds and about right.
I told everybody the Lakers are a play-in team, man. They need to stop. I mean,
okay, wait. If you're going to give Denver some grace with their injury.
Oh, I did.
You gotta give LA.
I'm giving them the grace that, like they didn't play well without Jamal, and they are not really a good team without Jamal Murray. It's just
I mean, that's a leader, but we not ready. People not ready to have a conversation.
Obviously not, but that's, you know, they want their center to play point guard. Obviously, so
it's a weak center. But yeah, crazy. The Lakers, nah,
yeah, nah. And then you got at 9 the Rockets, and at 10 you got the Suns. 11 is the Warriors, bro.
I like the direction that the Rockets are heading in.
Oh yeah. Their coach is dope. And not only that, but their youth movement on that team, bro. The youth on that team, all of them are athletic as hell. They all got jump shots, and they all feel like they have to sell out on defense. So I respect the hell out of that.
Yeah.
Respect the hell out of that.
Pickup was definitely,
yeah,
definitely key.
But, you know, at 11, we said the Warriors, poor Warriors. 10, I really want to see the Suns, but every time they get close, they get hurt. So
close,
yeah. It seems like they're gonna be 21. Decent.
Close to what?
It seems like they're gonna win games, and then they just sell out at the end. That's what happens, bro. But yeah, the Grizzlies, they still waiting on Ja. Trailblazers, they ain't doing nothing.
Too late. So okay, hey, Ja come back. How they end the season? What's the number? What's
they get into 10? They get that 10 spot.
10 spot?
Yeah, they get that 10 spot.
You standing on that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that.
I think they missed the playoffs.
For real?
Yeah.
I think they get that 10 spot and get knocked out in the play-in.
Because, I mean, just looking at the 10 right now, it's like, well, everybody's already playing well or found a groove or they're dealing with injuries, which prevent them from finding who they really are. But I don't see them getting into it because if Golden State, you know, they make a couple trades or whatever, you still got Steph, you right back in it. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I got them missing playoffs this season.
I don't know, man. I just don't see how Ja doesn't elevate them, and then they get into a groove like towards the middle of the season. I feel like they could get into that groove where they like win like 6 straight, and then lose a couple, and then go on like a 3-game or a 4-game, and then before you know it,
when Gilbert, when Ja Morant,
he said, "Yo, that's hilarious, though."
Nah, man.
See the correlation. I see you, brother.
I feel like it's too late.
Yeah, that's how I feel about my Spurs, man. We in the 15th spot, and it's late, man. Pop, let Vic play ISO ball, please.
You don't want to get him on the wrong foot. You got a 9,
bro.
Learn to play within the system.
Come on, man. Just let him play ISO. Look at Westbrook right there, bro. He cooking, man.
But Pop, I mean, how you gonna question Pop? Look
you
who
right.
I had.
You right.
2 big men I had, you know what I'm saying? Look their career.
You right. You ain't wrong. He got the history to prove that he one of them, like one of the best developmental coaches out there. So yeah, run the system. We'll see. He ain't gonna win rookie of the year though. It's just not gonna happen. So
yeah, check.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that's how it is for the West, essentially, man. We'll have to hit the East on another one. But right now, man, who you see coming out the West? Just how it looking. Basic. Like early on. Just pick
just one.
Just one
team?
Or you could say the conference finals. Who would you say?
Dang. Who I want or like who I got like
either way. Just tell me. How you feeling? Who you want to see? Because if it's me, I want to see the Spurs versus the Warriors, and we sweep them up. We want to sweep them. That's what I want.
Let's be a little realistic.
Yeah, but realistically, personally, I see it's probably going to come down to the Nuggets and the Kings is honestly who I see. I like the Nuggets and the Kings.
I was looking at the Kings season. And the Timberwolves.
Oh, I would love to see that. But ain't nobody going to watch it.
Nah.
Lee can't let that happen, man. It's
too early.
It is early.
I gotta see what type of groove the Mavs, you know, get in when Kyrie come back, because it was playing, you know, good before he went down. But
oh, that's a fact, man.
That and I mean, Denver's always a threat.
Oh yeah.
And shit. Maybe this. I don't know.
Yeah, we have to see, man.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have to see. All I know is the Lakers ain't making the conference finals, so I'm going to laugh.
If Sacramento get the right matchups in the playoffs, team-wise, I got them coming up the way.
They could cruise through that shit, man. If they get the right matchups, man, they could cruise through that shit.
Man,
imagine. The way they're playing, too, bro. Come on. Come on, man. But, yeah, man. Yeah.
I got them coming out.
That definitely wraps up the Western Conference. We'll be right back for the East. We appreciate y'all for listening. Capping with the crew. Yo, what's up, y'all? We just talked about the Western Conference, and now we about to talk about the East. So, sir, Mr. Will you please list off these teams for us?
We got Boston, Milwaukee, Philly, Orlando, New York, Cleveland, Miami, and then Indiana. And then the two additional play-in teams, we got Brooklyn and Toronto.
Man. That's crazy, yo.
It's looking pretty crazy.
That's crazy, yo. All right, so let's start at the top. The Celtics are already like one of those, like they serious, it seems like, this season.
How many seasons are we gonna say that?
I mean, they finally got a big man that some people respect.
They're a good regular season team.
They got a great point guard.
Hey, we do this. People do this every single season. Oh, hey, for not no shots at you.
I know.
You don't fuck with Boston. Like, oh, hey, this the year. Oh man, Boston.
Tony go somewhere going crazy right man, now, bro.
Boston's 40-20. Oh man, they gonna win it all. They gonna get out the. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right,
we'll definitely see. And then at the two, we got the Bucks. Man, Giannis is trying to go for another MVP season. That's word on the street. And he's definitely cooking. But
you can't really put his name in there.
They decent though. They decent this year. I really
they got the best player from the West this season.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So hey. They find in their groove too.
Oh yeah.
They're averaging like 60.
And at some point it kind of feels like they just gonna like they really gonna pick up. Yeah, like they gonna.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because eventually they gotta like I don't know if it's like because Giannis just knows when to turn it up, but like right now it just seems like he's kind of like he's not all the way going in, but he's just like almost in cruise control right now and letting his teammates play. But he's way better at playmaking this season than he was last season, so that's pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know who number three? I know you. Man. You feel like they should be higher though, right?
The 2023. Eastern Conference champions.
Oh, for sure. You already saying it. The Sixers. Which is going
to translate.
The Sixers going to do it, huh?
To the NBA World Champs.
Oh, for real?
This the year.
Hey, I ain't mad at it, this man. This the year. Let's hit the air horns.
This the motherfucking year.
This the year for the Sixers?
Yeah.
The year of the Sixers. I ain't mad at it, bro.
Yeah, we finally got exactly what we needed.
Oh, yeah.
A coach that's that knows how to coach.
Oh, for sure, bro. Nick Nurse is definitely doing wonders with their defense.
Because Brett Brown was ass.
Bro, I don't know how he was a coach.
Trash.
I don't know how he was a coach that long.
Bruh, like y'all had. Bro, why would you. It's making me angry thinking about it.
Jimmy Butler.
Why would you let Jimmy walk?
Y'all let him walk, bro. That's crazy.
That type of player with that type of cachet and
notoriety
and just mental approach to the game.
Dog.
And Joel was like, hey, I want him here.
Oh my god.
So we already see how good Joel is now. Imagine having, you know, Jimmy Butler in his ear like, hey, I need 40 tonight. I don't need no.
So
you know what I'm saying? Just
so
that's crazy.
Let's get back into reality,
Brett
man.
Brown should be in jail.
You got Tobias Harris, man.
Fuck Tobias Harris.
Come on,
stay
bro.
On all that.
Relax on that, man. He's playing pretty decent.
He's been playing a little better this season.
And Maxey a freaking bucket. You know, most improved player.
I've been saying the whole summer, bro.
Yeah. He definitely improved a lot, man.
Their two-man game is definitely
that pick
crazy.
And roll is nasty and unguardable. So
yeah.
Yeah, you can't guard both of them.
Finally got some good additions to the team, you know, and all that.
Kelly Oubre been hooping.
Nah, for real. Paul Reed and Roku. Nicholas Batum been balling out.
Hell yeah, man.
All that shit. Pat Bev.
In year 20 or something?
Yeah, damn near.
Yo, man.
Pat Bev doing his thing.
Pat the dog, man. He cooking. Shout out to his podcast, too.
Hell yeah. If they can get like another score,
shoot.
It's guaranteed. And I ain't gonna say guaranteed, but.
Man.
Another like playmaker slash score.
Yeah.
That'll be crazy.
They should. Do you think they should go for LaVine?
I want to say yes, but it's like, I feel like that's going to kind of take away from, I don't think he want to be a third star.
Who, Matt's?
Zach.
Oh, Zach, yeah.
Because it's definitely like, okay, like, hey, obviously Joel is the
guy.
Key point in our franchise. Right. And now we got Maxie, a young, like, you know what I'm saying? This is only his third, it's his third season, you know, in the league. So it's like, we got our current guy, and then we got our next guy up. So it's like, if Zach LaVine come, he gonna know his place. So it's like, you the third option.
Yeah.
Is he gonna be okay with that? So I don't know.
You know, honestly, man.
On paper, I like it, though.
Oh, yeah. It looks great on paper. But in the playoffs, we have to just see, yo. Because, you know, there's always questions about Joel and the team. Just injury-wise. Not even just, like, performance. Just, like, if they get through the season, how are they gonna be in the
playoffs? It's so crazy because Joel... He be injured in the playoffs, but he still be balling. So it's just like, damn, if he was healthy,
it would be different, man. It
would. Oh, he's dropping 30 and 40 on one knee last season, last playoffs. It's like, damn, bro, if he was fucking healthy,
it would look so different, man. And that narrative wouldn't be there anymore. But but at four, surprisingly,
Orlando,
the Magic.
I guess we got to talk about Orlando.
Hey, Ben Carroll, a bucket, bro.
For sure.
Hell yeah. And the Wagner brothers, man, they dope. They both dope. But I noticed that, like, my guy, what's his name? Markelle Fultz, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to him, man. Because a lot of people were saying his career over, it's done for him. And he's still out here cooping, bro. And I respect that. Yeah,
I've never seen the Magic game, so I'm just gonna. Okay.
For real?
Yeah,
they actually kind of fun to watch, man. They are very quick, fast break team.
Jonathan Isaac was doing this thing.
Oh yeah, he always do.
Wendell Carter,
Wendell bucket too, man. They got players, yo. Yeah. They got pieces all around. So that four spot, it's just interesting that they above the Heat, man.
Well, I don't know. The last three seasons, the Heat just be. They don't really play until like after the All-Star game.
Oh yeah,
Jimmy admit it. But
I mean, that's smart though. If you think about it, you catch your groove at that right time, and
let's just make sure we the AFC. Yeah. But you know,
and we'll make it in the playoffs. We'll be all right, you know.
But that's kind of I don't know. That's extra, like procrastinating like that. That's also gonna raise your chances of not making it because it's like, okay, at the end of the season, let's just make sure we get eight. We cool. Yeah. Well, now, you know, you got the play-in, which is 7 through 10. So, it's like, well.
That Heat culture.
Those two games you have to play to advance. I mean, shit. What if they don't go your way?
What if you not hitting nothing that night, you know?
Versus you the 60, and it's like, okay, now I'm in, you know, I'm a guaranteed spot. So,
yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, it's been working for them this last, four or five seasons? So, I mean.
We'll see, man.
If they broke.
Jimmy definitely feel like he got something to prove again, but that's every season. So
true.
We definitely gonna see him cook.
True. You can't really say nothing about them because it's like everything's been said. It's like, man, they the AC, man, they ain't woo woo woo.
Right.
And then they come in and whoop Milwaukee ass.
Like,
and then the year before that, 4 years ago, they got all the way to the finals.
Yeah.
And then they got to find 2 years. So it's like, I mean.
And they match up with everybody. So
that's the thing. So it's like, you can't really even say like.
Can't count them out.
They always got a shot. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So another team that doesn't have a shot, though, the Knicks are at 6. So what you think about them?
The Knicks are 5.
Oh, my fault. Knicks right there. Because 14-14. So, yeah, the Cavs and the Knicks.
Wait. They're 14-11.
Yeah. So, like, those three are pretty much interchangeable, the Heat, Knicks, and Cavaliers. So, essentially, like, what you thinking, man? Like, the Cavs, the Knicks, which one is, like, the better team to you?
That's crazy. They're, like, on the exact same level.
Right? Both mid.
I honestly don't know, bro. Yeah, I honestly feel like they're all on the same level.
Yeah. So if you throw the Nets and the Pacers right in there, you pretty much confused, honestly.
Like, I mean, pretty much 5 through 9, yeah. It's pretty much the same team, but...
They right on the cusp, but they just not there, you know?
I might just say Cleveland just for the fact that Donovan could go get you whatever you need. He can go 30-40.
Spider a bucket, man. Everybody know that.
And Garland. He can go get you 32.
Shout out to Cuz, man. And not only that, but Mobley, bro. Mobley a freaking walking bucket as well.
Mobley nice. You know, they still got Caris LeVert and
point forward, man.
Jared Allen. So
yeah.
It's Gucci Man. Yeah, so I mean, I probably would give them the slight edge because it's like when I look at New York. Julius Randle's too inconsistent.
Right.
Jalen Brunson could show up, but I mean, how consistent can he really be with that?
It's a good question.
So I don't know. And then RJ Barrett is RJ Barrett, so
I want him to develop more, man. I like his game. I don't know, man. I don't know. But yeah, man. You got Nets, Pacers, Hawks, Raptors, Bulls. Hornets, Wizards, and Pistons only got 2 wins.
Bro, they gonna demote them to the WNBA, bro.
Yo, not even the G League. That's crazy.
Nah, bro, because it's like, what y'all doing, bro?
I don't know, man.
And y'all, I remember, get a couple games.
Monty Williams was doing a press conference, and he's like, "Yeah, it's my responsibility." No shit, bro. Like, come on. I know there's only so much you could do as a coach, but like, come on.
Like, get thrown out of game. Like, get fired up.
You can't just like, you gotta say what your speech is sounding like, man. I gotta know what the speech is.
Hey, y'all, got a game tonight.
Hey, man, y'all know.
Cheers afterwards.
So what we doing? Barbecue?
Barbecue. Hey, we just had wings last night. Come on, man.
Listen, man, I really, really wanted the Wizards to be a little bit better, but
I mean, look what you got.
I just expected Poole to be like,
man, he's just dead.
I don't know what
they said. Look, man, we traded for you to get, you know, a couple more seats filled up, but we tanking, so you go out, join Poole. I want you to take 60 shots a night. I don't give a fuck if one go in.
That shit.
You do your thing. So they gaslighting him. Kuzma don't care because he got his money. So he's just like, all right, well.
They both got rings. So they both. What is it? Pool Koozie? Pool Koozie or something. Like, they got that nickname. You can't have a pool without a jacuzzi. Like, that's just stupid. But for real, man, and then you got the Hornets. They going through injury problems right now. But Brandon Miller a bucket. So in due time, they might be something. And the freaking Chicago Bulls, man, that makes me sad. That makes me so sad.
Amen. Sniffing the playoffs.
I don't even know what to say about them, bro. The Raptors have pieces, bro. They got.
Can't put it together.
Pieces. They just.
Nick Nurse got out when he was
smart man.
To.
Smart man.
He said, "Hey, fucking with y'all."
I don't know.
But who you got in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Eastern Conference Finals. I'm gonna have to say Boston and the Sits is most likely. That's how it just looks. That's just
it. Either has to be Boston. Well, I mean, it's a couple matchups.
Yeah.
Either Boston and Philly.
Right.
Philly and Milwaukee.
Right.
Or Boston and Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just how it looks. So it's wait. Interchangeable with them because I don't see the Magic doing it. Probably Potentially the Heat could do something.
I was going to say, you know? Swap Boston with the Heat of everything I just said, and I can see that too.
Yeah, it's because possible.
If the Heat and Boston meet in the second round, which they have a poor, I feel like Miami take them out again.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. You can't ever count them out. But yeah, if you got... I need a decision, and you got to say one team. I really want the Celtics to make it this year, bro. I just want them to be in the finals, man. Just boo. Go back to the finals and just get it done, Tatum. Just
boo.
But you got to have Jaylen Brown go crazy, man. If Jaylen Brown don't go crazy, then I just don't see him winning, man.
To be fair, they both were fucking up in the finals, so
bro. And Jalen's left is still anyway.
What left?
We just gonna keep on pushing, bro. So yeah, that's what is shaking up in
Philly.
The East.
I got either Philly or Milwaukee coming out.
Yeah,
and it's a win-win for me because one of my favorite players is going to the
hell yeah.
finals. But I,
and if it's Milwaukee, yo, we can go to some games, bro. Like,
man, it was jumping when they was playing in the finals a few years ago.
Yeah,
it
man.
Was jumping out there.
Bet.
Well, Philly, that's the year, baby.
Yeah, they could do it. They definitely can. We just have to see how this second half of the season go.
A healthy Joel going into,
bruh.
Hey, just drop the ring off in Philly. Just drop the rings off, bro. Who's seeing my mans?
I don't know who could guard him. I just want to see that, bro. I need to see that Giannis Joel matchup in the playoffs, bro. I gotta see it.
Boy, that
just gotta see it.
Man. A whole series, bro, that'll be.
I gotta crazy. See it, man.
I'm scared though, cause it's like you got not only Giannis, but you got Dame too. It's like.
That's just gonna be nasty.
You got it, but it's like this year is like a leap year for Tyrese Maxey. So it's like he's shown flashes of, you know, like showing up in the playoffs in the big moments. But now this is his first year as the undisputed second option. So it's like, hey, if Joel ain't got it going on, or you know, they triple teaming Joel or whatever. Like, Tyrese, I need you to go get a bucket or whatever.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying he's not going to live up to it, but it's just like, Dame's already been in those moments. They got more experience.
Yeah.
So it's like,
damn. And Dame is already like, he's itching for this.
I ain't going to say why he can't. He got traded. But that's why it was a great situation for him, too, because it's like, okay, well, you want to win. Okay, boom.
Here's a chance.
You're on the championship team.
You got a chance. It's a shot. So
but I don't. Oh my God, we there though.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
For sure there.
I can't wait. But yeah, man, that's kind of how it shakes up in the East, man. You guys got to tell us what you guys think. Who you guys got the best matchups? Who's going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals? I know it's early, but think about what you've seen so far and let us know, yo.
Philly.
We appreciate y'all listening.